What do you think about that, Jonathan? As President Trump's approval rating starts to soften, do you think more Republicans will use leverage wherever they can find it?
One can only hope. Senator Tillis, he won this particular war because he made it clear for weeks he's not voting for anybody's confirmation until that lawsuit went away. Give the president a little bit of props here in that he just said, okay, fine. Fine. The prosecution is over. I'm going to get my guy in, and maybe he will do what I want him to do on interest rates. But we'll have to take Mr. Warsh at his word that he says that he's not going to be a puppet of the president. We'll see.
And Powell's term ends next month. Does this episode change the dynamics around his departure, or the search, the appointment, the confirmation, the expected confirmation of his successor?
If you're Powell, you're worried that they're going to come after you again. And I think that's one of the reasons he's reluctant to leave, because he won't have some certain protections. But I think he kept on doing his job no matter what. And this was a very tricky economy with inflation rising. And it was not expected that he would be able to drive down inflation without a recession. And he did it. That's amazing. And I thought Kevin Warsh is a pick, the best possible pick that Trump could have had. I've seen him speak at conferences for years, and he's a serious guy who a normal Republican might have picked, which is not always the case with the Trump administration, substantive guy. So I think all things considered, that part of the government is in reasonably good shape, and they have a gigantic new building.